This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Time to Dream, Trusting God to Open Doors. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows how God provides each of us with great opportunities when we trust and follow Him. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called Living God's Dream Despite Past Poor Decisions.
Write these three things down. Number one, there is no plan B for my life. Write that down. There is no plan B for my life. You're still on plan A. But what about? You're still on plan A. But what about? You're still on plan A. God has not revoked His original dream for your life. There's no plan B for your life. But what about? Doesn't matter what other people did to you, what you've done to others, what mistakes, what poor decisions. You're still on plan A. Number two, write this down. My mistakes are part of God's plan. My mistakes are a part of God's plan. Now, this will set you free if you'll learn it, because it'll set you free to dream and stop thinking, well, I'm not worthy to dream, and I don't deserve to have a big dream, and I messed up so much. No. There is no plan B for my life. My mistakes are part of God's plan. Look up here on the screen. One of the most famous verses in the Bible, Romans 8:28. We know, we don't guess, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose or His dream for them. We know that God causes everything. What's in everything? The good, the bad, the evil, the poor decisions, the sins. Yeah, that's sins are included in everything. God causes everything to work together for the good. It doesn't say it's all good. It's not. There's a lot of bad in the world. There's a lot of sin in the world. There's a lot of evil in the world. It's not all good. But God causes it all to work together for good. For everybody? No, not for everybody. Everything is not working together for good for everybody, but only for those who love God and are called according to His purpose, His dream for them. When you say, God, I'm giving you all the pieces of my life, He puts them back together in the right way. People say, well, you can't unscramble an egg. God can. God who created the universe can do anything. You say, God can do anything. You think you're God? He'll make it all fit together and work it together for good. That means I can relax and know, okay, even my mistakes are part of the plan. And here's the third thing I want you to write down. God expects me to use them to help others. I'm talking about my mistakes. I'm talking about my sins. I'm talking about my embarrassments. I'm talking about my failures. God expects me to use them, the troubles and the trials that come into my life, whether somebody else brought them into my life or whether I brought them on myself. God doesn't really care about the source of your problems. He said, just says, I will use them all. I don't care if you caused the problem yourself from your dumb decision, or I don't care if the problem is caused by somebody else's dumb decision. I don't really care about the source. God says, I'll still use it for good in your life, and I expect you to use it to help others. On the screen, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 6. If we have troubles, and of course we do, it is for your benefit and salvation. When you have troubles for somebody else's benefit, that is called redemptive suffering. If we have troubles, it's for your benefit and salvation. You're helping somebody else with your pain. For when God helps us recover, then we can encourage you so you can patiently endure the same things we did. This, by the way, is the 12th step in 12-step celebrate recovery, is you're not recovered till you're helping somebody else. You are not recovered from your pain until you're helping somebody else with it. Are you helping anybody with the pain you've gone through in your life? Let me ask you a couple problems. Can you put that verse back up there for just a minute? If we have troubles, it's for your benefit. And then he says, then God helps us recover so you can patiently endure the same things that we did. All right, two questions. I want you to think, what are the biggest troubles you've had in your life? You're not going to think of them all right now, but I would encourage you to go home and think through. Rick said, think through, what are the biggest troubles in my life that I've had? What are the, starting from a little child, what have been the biggest troubles in my life? The second question I want to ask you is to consider, maybe make a list of, what have you had to patiently endure? What have you had to patiently endure? A physical handicap, a mental handicap, a relationship that's broken? What have you had to physically or emotionally endure, patiently endure? The answer to those two questions are a vital part of your life ministry and your life dream. God doesn't want you to waste your hurt. I've told you this so many times. We always help people more through our weaknesses than through our strengths. You have some great strengths. You also have some massive weaknesses. We're all a bundle of both. I've got some really great strengths in my life. I got some really great weaknesses in my life. We're all a bundle of both. And if I got up here and I tried to tell you all the great things that I'm good at, that wouldn't help you at all. It wouldn't help you at all. But if I get up here and I share with you how I went through this problem and I went through that problem and how I recovered from that stupid mistake and how I made progress even in my weakness in that particular area, then you go, oh, well, then maybe God could use me. That's the point. God wants to use you, not when you're perfect. God wants to use you now. And God wants you to use you even in areas that you have been embarrassed about. This is the power of the gospel. This is the power of the gospel. That they're part of your vital dream, that we help people not simply through the gifts and the strengths that we have, but we help people through the problems and the pain we have.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you, but God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
God wants to use you, not when you're perfect. God wants to use you now. And God wants you to use you even in areas that you have been embarrassed about. This is the power of the gospel. This is the power of the gospel. That they're part of your vital dream. That we help people, not simply through the gifts and the strengths that we have, but we help people through the problems and the pain we have. One of the biggest pains in my life was the death of my youngest son, who took his life after struggling with mental illness for 27 years. I can't think of anything more painful for a dad. And I didn't ask for that ministry, but almost not a day goes by that somebody calls me, often very well known, often famous, from around the world, asking for help on either mental health illness or suicide. I didn't ask for that ministry. I didn't think that would be a part of my dream, but I'm not going to waste my pain. So I'm going to help other people. And if I gave you a list of the people who have called me, you'd be shocked. You'd know many of their names. But they figured out that guy must be safe because he went through it. And he talks about it. What are you not talking about in your life? All right. Now, this is very important. This next part of the message is really important because I don't want you to ever forget this. Why does my sin not invalidate God's dream for me? Well, first, let me give you the important part of this. Here's the third step, okay? The third step, first, I honestly accept responsibility for my poor choices. Two, I humbly ask God for his mercy and forgiveness. Number three, I gratefully accept God's grace and forgive myself. Big ending. I gratefully, number three, accept God's grace, God's amazing grace, okay? And, notice, write this down, and forgive myself. Put that on there. And forgive myself. Because a lot of people don't do that last part. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 says this on the screen. Christ sacrificed his life's blood on the cross to set us free, which means that all our sins, look at the all our sins are now forgiven. And when were they forgiven? When he died on the cross. That's 2,000 years ago. When were your sins forgiven? 2,000 years ago. Christ sacrificed his life's blood on the cross to set us free, which means that all of our sins are now forgiven. God did this because of his generous grace to us. All right? On the cross, Jesus Christ died for every sin you'll ever commit, even the ones you haven't committed yet. So what's the daily implication of that? Romans 8:1. We're going to memorize this verse up here on the screen. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Huh? Wait, shouldn't I feel guilty? No. What does that say? No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, let me pause here. The reason I decided to do this message is I talked to a number of different people this week who are struggling with their past, keeping them from dreaming in the future. And one guy told me a while back, a couple days ago, said, you know, I know that God has forgiven me. I just can't forgive myself. A lot of people feel that way. I know that I'm forgiven. I know Jesus Christ paid for all my sins on the cross. I just can't forgive myself. Now, let me say this to you. When you say that, I can't forgive myself, you're saying that you doubt the power of the cross. You're saying, I don't really believe God forgave me. Because if I really believed it, if God forgives me, who am I to argue with God? When you are doubting God's forgiveness. Then you hold on to not forgiving yourself because you think, I still have to pay for it. No, you don't. Actually, not forgiving yourself is a sin. Because you're saying, I don't believe that the cross paid it all. I don't believe that Jesus covered all my sin. I don't believe that I'm totally free. I still got to pay for it. And that in itself is a sin. So forgive yourself and stop sinning. Did that make sense? Okay. That when you refuse to forgive what God has forgiven, you're really doubting the power of the cross. You're doubting that Jesus' blood was enough. You're doubting that salvation was not fully paid for. And so you have to pay for it yourself. You can stop nailing yourself to the cross because Jesus already was. He was hung up for your hang-ups. So you got to forgive yourself. Now, why does my sin, no matter what I've done, not invalidate? Why does my sin not invalidate God's dream for me? Three reasons. I want you to write these down. Three reasons. That no, there is no sin you can commit that invalidates God's dream for your life. Number one, because Jesus already paid for all my sins. Because Jesus already paid for all my sins. They were paid for before you even knew God had a dream for your life. 1 John 2:2 says this. When Jesus served as a sacrifice for our sins, he solved the sin problem for God. Not only our sin, but the whole world's sin. All right? So remember, when Jesus died on the cross, he paid for the sins that you haven't even done yet. So he's already paid for all your sins. There's no way you need to pay for them. That's called double jeopardy. It's saying that that wasn't enough. Do you understand why we take communion to remember the cross? That in the cross, everything I've ever done wrong was wiped out. All those words that David said, wiped out, forgiven, cleansed, purified, eliminated, forgotten. Number two, second reason my sin doesn't invalidate God's dream for my life is because God's goodness isn't based on my performance. God's goodness to you is based on the fact that God is a good God. It's not based on the fact that you deserve it. It's just because God is a good God. So God is good to you, and it isn't based on my performance. Titus 3, verse 5. He, Jesus, saved us, not because of the good things we did, but because of his mercy. So everything that God does good in my life, it's not because I deserve it. It's because he's a merciful God. Has nothing to do with me either earning it or deserving it or working for it. It just doesn't work that way. It's called grace. It's called mercy. And third reason why my sin does not invalidate God's dream for me. See, number three, God's calling and gifts are given unconditionally. God's calling, and God has a call on everybody's life. God has called you to a certain dream. God has called you to a certain purpose. God has called you to a certain calling, and he has given you gifts to fulfill that calling in life, and they are given unconditionally. You don't work for them. If you had to work for them, they wouldn't be called gifts. If you have to work for something, it's not a gift. That's a wage. If you came and worked for me for a year, and then I paid you money, I said, here's my gift, you say, buddy, that's not a gift. I earned that. A gift means you didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. God's calling and gifts are given unconditionally, and you can't earn them. Romans 11, 29. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. They cannot be withdrawn. Everybody, I want you to just look up here, and I want to say this to you. God's dream, original dream for your life, is still in full force. You're not on plan B, no matter how many times you blew it. And what I want to do in the next 6 weeks is help you live that rest of your life with that dream. Doesn't matter how late in life you're getting started on it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can. When you sign up to receive his life-changing Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up right now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, friends. Today I'd like you to meet DeWanda. She recently lost her husband to cancer, and she wrote me this. Pastor Rick, since I started listening to your messages from my phone sometime last summer, I have reconnected with God and my Savior. When I lost my husband to cancer, I had been so lost and angry with God. I didn't understand why the two of us could not save him. Your message led me to my knees, and I surrendered to my Savior. In October, I got the courage to visit a church in my neighborhood, and that was an answer to prayer, too. The church had its arms wide open to me, and I've started Sunday school again, and I even went to the Christmas choral program. And from the time that I went to Christmas supper and laughed and prayed with all these wonderful new Christian friends, it's been just great. All you said in your messages has come true. I'm still waiting for more direction from God regarding my life without my husband. But now I have glimmers of hope. Thank you, Pastor Rick. And thank you, your staff, for sharing the word through my phone with me. Isn't it wonderful what God does for all of us? Well, DeWanda, first I want to say I'm sorry for your hurt. And I hurt with you. And you will get through this situation of losing your husband. You don't ever get over it. You get through it. If you were to lose an arm, the rest of your life, you'll notice that the arm is missing, but you can get through it. And in this situation, God is with you. And it's great to see how you found a church home, because the body of Christ has now provided support and strength and help during your difficult days. They're praying with you, and we're praying with you here at Daily Hope. We love you. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.